Glen Spring was built in a large clearing of the Gandese Forest. The waning moon had just risen above the eastern horizon. Darkness still prevailed across the village of just over 200 homes when Conate reached his mother's two-room hut. No one was in attendance when he ran to his mother's room. "Mother," he called softly. "Mother?" Lyanna sat up in bed. Her long blonde hair and pale blue nightgown glowed softly in the faint moonlight through the open window. "Conate," she said, "is that you?" "Yes, mother," he knelt beside her bed. "Are you all right?" "Of course I am. Why are you here? I thought you went to Gilmore." "I received a message saying you were hurt." "I'm fine," she said. "Where in the Gandese did you get a message like that?" Conate pulled the crumpled parchment from his pocket. Lyanna lit the lamp next to the bed. Her slightly pointed ears, sharp nose, and high cheekbones were clearly illuminated in the warm light. She read in silence. "A tree has fallen. Lyanna's badly injured. Hurry, she may not live till morning." "It's not signed," she said. "Why would anyone send a message like this?" "Jonifer gave it to me," Conate said. "And there is more. I was ambushed in the forest." His brow furrowed and he hesitated. The pieces of what had just happened were forming a dark picture in his mind. "I barely managed to escape, and they probably would have killed me if someone hadn't killed them first." Lyanna saw his torn, bloodstained shirt. "You're hurt," she said. He winced when he took his arm. "Come, I'll dress your wound, but you must tell me everything."